Now, if you have just switched on the radio, you're very, very welcome to the programme. I want to speak to our first guest on the programme this morning, who's Margaret McGookie. And Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Margaret, in and out of the news, on and off the radio and television for a number of years now, talking about abuse victims in Northern Ireland. And they're left in limbo as our politicians bicker and struggle to get themselves back into government and into a position to sign off the financial compensation that you and other victims are entitled to. And as we reported earlier in the week, it could take 10 months, another 10 months, before any compensation is paid.
Yes, Frank, it's a nightmare, just a nightmare to live through this. Barely live as many of our people are doing, but as you know, many people have just passed away. We didn't want to hear this news. You know, Sir Anthony Hart released a statement in November 2015 stating that there would be compensation, but the parties did not listen. The two main parties did not listen to him, and we were up at Stormont so many times asking that they get the redress, get the mechanisms in place, the paperwork in place, so that it would be ready to go when Sir Anthony issued a statement as such as that. But they didn't listen. And that's the two main parties, and I'm calling them out today. We've had much support from all the other parties who agreed even to an interim payment, but they all closed their ears on that too, Frank. And so, as I say, so many people are not here today. They've given up. And the remaining people are they're just at the end of their tether, the anger and rage in them too. Now, you know, what are we going to do? We've decided now just to take to the streets, Frank. We've never done that. We've always held ourselves well. We're going to be at the City Hall today from 12 to 2. We know, we've heard them all saying, we listen, we care, but do they really care? We want them to end that squabbling and to interact with the survivor groups and implement the redress board immediately, not at the end of 18 and 19, because we know there's a lot of work, Frank. They can say it maybe up in April 18. We know that the mechanisms behind that, maybe legislation, will take into another couple of years. They cannot do that on these innocent people who were innocent children abused by the state and the church. And there they're doing it all over again, and we're very, very angry. This is gone into 9 years into 10, Frank, that I've been doing this, and it's been a burden on my shoulders. But we will not stop until they listen.
Well, obviously, you're making your point very clearly this morning. You're going to be making it clearly at City Hall today. There are significant amounts of money involved here, up to £100,000 in some cases. People who have passed on, do their beneficiaries get the money?
Yes, that was one of the recommendations of Sir Anthony Hart, although that has to go to the executive for them to agree on it. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they will. But I would suggest that they better listen to Sir Anthony Hart, and who I know is not too pleased at the debacle here that's going on and continuously. I know Sir Anthony Hart has recommended that the 75% of that money should go to their spouses or siblings. But we have our own response paper, Frank, ready and handed over to the government, who haven't even replied to us yet. And we hand-delivered letters to them 3 days ago, up to Stormont again to all the parties, and even brought one to James Brokenshire's door in Stormont House. We've been up and down that hill, Frank, so many times. We're like Jack and Jill. Honestly, I know that's a pun, but we're exhausted. And it's a shame on our government for having us to do all the running. Any other country, they looked after their people. They looked after them in the south. And they can talk all about the southern government all they like, but they were more compassionate. They had a heart for the people. Have they grown so cold here, up here in the north, that they don't care about their own people? They're just a disgrace, Frank, and you can hear the anger and rage. But it's a sadness that I have to say this today.
Well, you're primarily, as you mentioned earlier, criticising the two main parties, yes. Sinn Féin and the DUP. They would both say that they championed your cause.
Oh, yes, they do. It's so easy to do that, Frank. It's so easy to get a pat on the back. But, Frank, at the beginning, and I'm sure you know I was on your show many, many times, because we had to campaign and lobby and lobby, and the slowness of them. You know, that's why Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness had to take it under their remit, because the parties and the departments blamed each other, passed the buck round to each other. They hadn't a clue how to look after their people. They hadn't a clue what to do. And I've lived through this and seen what way they interact with people as a government. Shame on them. They're a disgrace. And I'm saying it for what it is. If they really cared, Frank, they would have listened to us over the years and got that redress panel ready and put up an interim payment, which we asked for. And this is what, Frank, we're asking for now. If they're genuine that they can get this interim payment up, because people here that I'm listening to want to pay for their own graves. This is what it's got to, Frank. This is what it's got to. They don't want to lumber their families with any bills because of their illnesses and sickness. They want to pay for their own tombstones. Isn't that a shame?
Well, the minimum payment is £7,500. Yeah. That's what Sir Anthony said the minimum payment should be. And how much, you've touched on it there, they obviously are in dire need, some of these people, if they're trying to scrape a few thousand together to sadly pay for their own passage from this life.
Yes, Frank, I know this firsthand because of what happened to us in our childhood in the care of our former government and the church. We've been so badly damaged that we could never be go into an employment. Our lives have been, you know, just so up and down that we were never stable or couldn't hold down a proper job. Therefore, you know, we don't have much at all, you know, to go on. This is what our people are asking now. You know, Frank, if somebody was knocked down on the road, you get a compensation immediately. This is untold damage that was inflicted upon our people. And I'm so pleased that the head of the Prevention of Cruelty to Children come out the other day and said that this is another abuse on these vulnerable people who took the courage to open up about their sexual and physical and mental and emotional abuse, only to be left for years with an open wound, to be hurting and hurting again and again. And I know how many people deal with these open wounds because nothing has been there given to fill that void. They've resorted to taking drugs and self-medicating. Now, I know this firsthand, and they're killing themselves slowly, but I put that blame at the government here for not dealing with these victims immediately. Frank, we are asking that they would put that £10,000 we have asked, and in response to Sir Anthony Hart's, where he said there was, the first minimum payment should be £7,500, in our response paper and document, which we have never got a reply to from the executive, we have asked that be put up to £10,000. And this is what we're asking. If the government care about us, that could only come to £3.5 million, that they would initiate and enact that payment out for people now who are suffering badly, badly, badly. That's all I can say, Frank.
Are you confident, finally, Margaret, are you confident that we'll get an executive up and running again?
Yes. Do you know something? I think, reading through the lines, I think we're very, very close. I must say that we work, as you know, Frank, across the divide, and our people from Rathgale and Concord and that have been in touch with Geoffrey Donaldson. And Geoffrey has wrote a letter, which we give him much respect for doing that, in suggesting that if Sinn Féin were to agree with the DUP, that this money could come from the Treasury in Westminster, and that would be one of their asks of the Secretary of State. Sinn Féin have agreed to do this, as they have already said. Michelle O'Neill brought this up a few months ago, that we should go to the Secretary of State. So there's two in agreement. That is a big deal already, and we know the other parties support that ask already. So this could be something that's imminent, and we're calling on them now, as Geoffrey Donaldson has written to Cyril and myself, stating that they're fully behind this. If Sinn Féin join in with them, the two of them will go together for this ask. Now, Frank, would not be the way forward.
Well, I can certainly understand your frustration, or at least we're listeners trying to understand your frustration, Margaret. It must have been a harrowing experience for you. Your lives, the lives you're talking about, the court, the inquiry, and the long wait now for the compensation. What time's your protest at today?
Well, we're going together from about 11:30, but it's 12 to 2, Frank. At the front of the
Margaret, thanks for joining us this morning. And as Margaret says, she's been talking to us on this issue for the best part of a decade now. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. If you're just joining us, you're very welcome.